Russia's president, by the way, gave an exclusive interview to the BBC today. You can hear it at theworld.org. In the interview, President Medvedev defended his decision to recognize Abkhazia and South Ossetia. In fact, he compared it to Western support for the independence of Kosovo and the Balkans. Kosovo declared its independence from Serbia back in February. The U.S. and Europe supported the move. Russia strongly opposed it. The World's Katie Clark examines the parallels between Kosovo and the two breakaway Georgian regions.
David Sheffer was a top U.S. diplomat during the Clinton administration. He's now at Northwestern University School of Law. For him, the similarities between Kosovo, South Ossetia, and Abkhazia extend to the fact that the people within these three regions have articulated a desire to be independent. But he says the ways they've gone about achieving independence are vastly different.
In 1999, and of course the Kosovo search for independence preceded that by many years, but in 1999, the Serbian military invasion and commission of atrocity crimes against the Albanian Kosovo people really did trigger an international process to step in and try to sort out the mess.
Sheffer says there's been no comparable international process in South Ossetia or Abkhazia.
Rather, what we've seen is an expression of desire for self-determination by the peoples of Abkhazia and South Ossetia, but we've also seen a fairly brutish Russian military effort within the last few weeks to force the issue upon the international community.
And the international response has largely been negative. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice today said Russia's recognition of an independent Abkhazia and South Ossetia was regrettable. She said it's also in breach of a number of UN Security Council resolutions.
Abkhazia and South Ossetia are a part of the internationally recognized borders of Georgia, and it's going to remain so.
Russia felt just as strongly about an independent Kosovo. It argued Kosovo should remain part of Serbia. Many pundits say what's happening in the breakaway regions of Georgia today is payback and that no one should be surprised. Susan Woodward was on the staff of the UN Special Representative during the war in Bosnia. She now teaches at the Graduate Center of the City University of New York.
Both President Putin at the time and its foreign minister were saying through 3 years of negotiations on Kosovo's status, that if the U.S. and Europe went ahead with a unilateral decision, encouraging the Kosovo leadership, as they eventually did this February, to declare independence, and then recognizing it before a solution was found, that they would start a diplomatic process to do the same. In other words, for 3 years they've been saying they would do this with Abkhazia and South Ossetia.
Woodward argues that it was Washington that derailed a diplomatic solution by arming and training the Georgian military. She says she's not laying blame on either side, but Woodward says it highlights a need for the international community to come up with a better way to manage the process of self-determination, regardless of the region or people involved. For The World, this is Katie Clark.